was codified into law. And so, as you know, the Highway Bridge Program does allow for preservation activities. I am really pleased to moderate this session because what we are really about is sharing of experiences, sharing of successes, so that as we continue down this path, we learn from each other. And we have three Sashville states with us this morning who will be sharing their experiences and successes as well. But Secretary Kapalusa said she wanted these sessions to be interactive, to be dialogues, conversations. So we'll try to present the information as quickly as possible, have a couple of questions, and then have a panel if we have time at the end to really get into some discussions. But before we do that, I wanted to give you a little bit of a bigger context. Not only is preservation the right thing to do, but there's some other forces that really push at us. The interstate highway system, which is in blue in this map, and the national highway system, has really given citizens of this country unprecedented mobility. It's given us a strong economy and a quality of life that really is unparalleled around the world. But, as you all know, in 2006, we celebrated the 50th anniversary of the interstate highway system. And I'm over 50. And we age, and things deteriorate. And this is something that more and more we're having to contend with, deterioration. This is a age graph of the bridges in the country. Of the almost 600,000 bridges that we have, the average age today is about 43 years old. And as you all may remember, the design life back then was 50 years old. But again, I always have to tell lay people that design life is not the same as service life. And so we know what the age is. We really don't have a good handle on service life. In order to really manage our program, we need to do better on getting a handle on that. On the pavement side, we're averaging, we think, about 35 years on pavement. But again, as you all know, age is not a determination of service life. It's what goes on over those pavements. Because if you look at the bridges, we have structurally deficient and we have functionally obsolete bridges. So if you look at that spread, even a 100-year-old bridge, a good third of them are very functional. So we do have to do some work on figuring out what to do about aging bridges. Because the issue isn't managing aging bridges, it is to manage the safe operation of those bridges as they age. And here's a big part of the problem. Traffic has grown, although in the last 6 months, 7 months, it's not grown. It's actually decreased from a year ago. But traffic has grown over the last 20 years, 25 years, tremendously. And drivers, at 300 million people in this country, you know, drivers, licensed drivers, have gone up. But our lane miles has only crept up slightly. So with that, of course, you get congested highways. Congestion hits us in two ways. One, it means that there are more cars going over those roads and bridges than maybe we designed them for, and heavier trucks, which means that we're going to have deterioration increasing up. As well as congestion, meaning we can't do some of the rehab work, some of the preservation work during prime hours. We have to do it in a way that minimizes the impact on traffic. So these are some challenges ahead of us. And the last one I just want to talk about very briefly is, this is a graph of the development of the interstate highway system from 1956 to 05. And if you look at that, we built most of the interstate on 4 cents a gallon. And that was because inflation was fairly low, and we saved the most complex ones to the end. And you all know about the central artery. Along the way, we also broadened our program. As the needs for roads and bridges beyond the interstates grew, we opened the door. And so the funding has been set, and now we're dealing with inflation, even hyperinflation since 04. So as you look at growing needs and a financial crunch, we really have to talk about managing our assets. We really have to talk about preserving what we have. Preserving it so that we get the best return on the investment. Preserving it so that we can stretch out life and buy time. Think about what we've got out there, what kind of a problem, and how we're going to deal with it systematically and on a life cycle basis. So this morning, we've got Florida, Alabama, and Louisiana who are going to speak with us about their experiences. Again, as I said, each presenter will have 15 to 20 minutes to present, and then we'll have a couple of questions on the presentation itself, and if you could write down other questions, we'll save them to the end after all three have spoken. First up is Tim Latner. He is the director of the Office of Maintenance for the Florida Department of Transportation, and he is a graduate of the University of Central Florida, a licensed professional engineer, and has worked in construction before coming to his current position about 2 years ago. And in that responsibility as a state maintenance director, he is responsible for the preparation of the state maintenance budget to ensure that Florida's roadways and bridges are maintained and preserved at or above the department's standard. So, Dick, and go through your side.